36th Senate District. Joining us is our state senator, Jim Stamas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Getting more done in the morning on the east side of the state before the rest of Michigan bothers to get out.
That's right. And well, we've got a lot of work to talk about today. First up, let's talk about, the Flint water crisis. It seems to be in the news just about every day, doesn't it?
It is, and being selected as the chair of the Oversight Committee for both the House and the Senate, we have been holding multiple meetings. Just last week, we held a hearing where we had both the director of the Department of DEQ in, and we also had the director for DHHS in, and we spent about 2.5 hours having questions regarding where things went wrong. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, it continues to be that the interpretation of the rules on top of they just didn't apply, in my humble opinion, common sense. We had, I think, on both the local, the state, and the federal level, individuals who had the authority to say no. And in fact, some even sent letters saying no, we're not ready, and they still deferred their authority to the next group. And so it's a frustration that we continue to see across many of the topics. And so we're going to continue to work towards finding some long-term solutions that make sure individuals know that when they've been given the authority, then it is their obligation to use that authority to speak up and say yes or say no. And so I think it's an important lesson that we need to learn across the state and within the local governments. And so we continue to have hearings on that. Probably the other big issue going on this week continues to be the budget. Right. And so we've now gotten them all out of the subcommittee. We've now passed them to the Senate. The Senate has reviewed by a caucus level all of the different bills that we're going to likely send to the House next week. And the House has started working towards sending us their budget proposals. Mm-hmm. And so we're dead in the middle of working, continue to get a budget on time, actually ahead of time. Again, the goal is probably by early June to have a budget. One of the key points that I like, and I'm pleased to see that's at least has been proposed, and I'm hoping stays in there, is another $120 per pupil funding for our kids, especially up in that region. And so I'm excited to see that we continue to make investment in education, and we want to make sure we continue to find an effective way to get all of our kids the highest quality education that we can get them. So, and speaking of that, we had down in Lansing, we had members of the credit unions, the workers, and some of the key leaders of the different credit unions around the state that were down here talking about key subjects for them, along with a big rally yesterday from members of the Right to Life. Oh, so okay. It was always great to see different organizations coming to Lansing and sharing their concerns, their priorities, and their thoughts with us. And so it's always good to have individuals down here. And if someone is a member of an organization and they know they're coming down here, I would love if they would give us a heads up and a call so that we can take time to meet up with them. And so those are probably the key events going on today.
Hey, those are big ones. Those are key events. Well, you mentioned getting in touch with you if somebody's coming down from one of those groups or organizations. As always, how do they reach you, Senator?
Yeah, the primary number would be a toll-free number. It's 855-347-8036. Again, it's 855-347-8036.
Very good. It's always a pleasure talking to you, 36th District State Senator Jim Stamas. Hey, Jim, you have a great week and a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks, my friend.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin. And remember, we get more done on the east side before the rest of the state bothers to get up. So have a great day, Kevin, and all of those. I hope you have a wonderful day also.